Once I started looking for ideas of how to live differently, I found a deeper connection to the way I wanted my life to feel. Finally, tuning into my innate inner wisdom made all the difference. Hello, and welcome to the Connect Podcast. This show is all about helping you connect to your soul's calling so you can take action on it. Because the sweetest success is a blend of discovering your purpose with the inner drive to bring it to life. I'm Sheila Botello, health coach, lifestyle entrepreneur, and mom of two, best known for my online wellness programs, mentoring, and self-love passion. Listen in for inspiring interviews, solo chats, and Q&A sessions that will move you past overwhelm towards what lights you up. Stop accepting good enough and go for your version of great in your health, business, and relationships. Let's get started. Hi, welcome to this Monday mini-sode where I share an insight to help you live into what lights you up this week. Nature's natural rhythms factor into how much energy that you or I have at any given moment. So is it any wonder that a specific fitness or workout schedule may work well for one person but not another? Well, today I want to talk about how tapping into your personal daily, monthly, and seasonal energy levels can set you up for success in your health, your relationships, and your overall life satisfaction. And this is something I talk about a lot with people who I connect with about their own personal wellness plan. Unfortunately, I learned all about this the hard way by pushing through fatigue, ignoring my body's cues to rest, and having unrealistic expectations of what I could do in a day totally knocked me down. Can you relate to this? So many women look at the image of a successful life without taking reality into account. And that was true for me too. I'd read about how incredible women are at multitasking, while men's strengths lay in having a strong single-pointed focus. And so I thought, okay, multitasking, I'm so good at it. That's an awesome gift. The problem was, it just wasn't sustainable. I became increasingly aware of this as I balanced being present for my husband, raising and teaching my kids, being available to help extended family, and volunteer. I enjoyed each aspect of my life, and I happily took it on as a challenge to keep all the plates spinning. Then I'd get a severe cold and it would knock me right down, and it would happen seemingly out of the blue, but I could always look back to lack of sleep, stress, and just putting too much on my plate as being the impetus for that. And I knew that I wasn't the only woman faced with this cycle of living. After losing my sister to cancer, I began to tune in more deeply to the patterns that had crept into my life. And I began to see that it mirrored in the lives of so many women around me as well. These events led me to start my self-care blog and the work that I do today. Once I started looking for ideas of how to live differently, I found a deeper connection to the way I wanted my life to feel. I played with letting go of my old patterns of pushing through, regardless of how I felt, being on autopilot most of the time. I began to explore how I could meet my responsibilities and feel rested and recharged at the same time. And finally, I tuned into my innate inner wisdom, and that made all the difference. I began to notice the amount of sleep I needed. I paid attention to which hours of the day I had energy lulls. I began tracking my menstrual cycle more diligently according to the four phases of the cycle, and I found a powerful pattern emerge. Paying attention to these factors helped me plan my days and weeks more effectively, and I learned to build in rest ahead of time as well as periods of white space. And I started to really play with the idea of not feeling guilty when I did have white space and when I was resting. I began to say no to activities that weren't in alignment with this season of my life. Talk about freeing. I'd been living my entire life according to what societal norms told me I should be doing as a woman in my demographic. And when I chose to trust what made sense for my well-being, everything changed. I had more energy to invest in my creative pursuits. I felt a deeper connection with my husband, and I was more present to listen to my kids. My days had more ease and joy. As my family grows and as my goals expand, the timing of my life shifts, but I still know how to fill my cup. I got to test this out with a number of extended family crises in recent years, including the sudden stroke and loss of my mother in late 2017 and my father during the wild ride of early 2020. And I can say for sure that I wouldn't have navigated those emotionally charged, uncontrollable experiences as well as I did without the practices that I had in place. They will continue to grow and improve to serve my life for many years to come. And my hope is that every woman will have access to these tools as well. And that's why I have a free downloadable resource in the show notes that you can find at my website. And it helps take you through this practice as well. I really believe this is something that can help you as you're starting a new year. And really, as you look at every new month, as you approach it with all of the ideas of things that you want to do, putting yourself first, your energy levels first, so that you can be showing up as full and nourished and rested and vibrant as possible so you can live fully into your gifts. I would love to know, what are your energy levels like? Will you try something like this, assessing your energy levels this week? Send me a DM, send me an email. I would love to know. If you truly want to have a more energetic and vibrant life, a few simple tweaks can make a big difference. I hope you carry this with you into this week. I hope it's a wonderful one, and I look forward to chatting with you again soon. Have a great rest of your day. Big blessings. Thank you so much for being here with me on the Connect Podcast. If you like this episode, please share it with someone you think would enjoy it. Also, if you head over to iTunes to leave a review, I'd be so grateful. Let us know what your favorite parts were and what you'd like to hear more of. It will help us have a greater impact, elevating many more people to grow and succeed together. See you next time.